The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I wanted to start with just maybe this recognition, of course, that all the terribleness, I don't know what word to use, honestly, that is happening. And also to recognize that there might be, I mean, of course, there might be this wish that somehow we could make it better, that we could help those who are suffering and support those who are suffering and find a way in which that we can alleviate anxiety that so many people are experiencing. And so in some ways, it might be tempting to wish that loving kindness meditation, or it would be some kind of a magical spell that we could spread out and help soothe people who need soothing and support people who need support and take care of others. And also as a way that helped to kind of cure oppression and cure racism. And but of course, metta meditation doesn't work like that. There isn't a magical spell. I feel pretty confident if there were one, we would have used it by now. We would have. But loving kindness meditation is more about supporting ourselves to be determined, to be courageous, to be patient in cleansing our own heart and mind, in understanding our own heart and mind, and maybe touching into and appreciating and supporting our own heart and mind. That loving kindness meditation is a way in which we can see ourselves more clearly and see things in our hearts and minds that we can't see, that when we're busy and filled with fear or filled with hatred of some kind, or if we're just busy, full stop, not paying attention because we have so many other things to do, or maybe we're not paying attention because there's a pandemic going on and we feel uncertain about our own health or the health of our loved ones. But what this loving kindness meditation can do and does do, this is not only theoretical, I have this experience firsthand, I've seen this with others, is really, really serve as a antidote, as a corrective, as a way in which to highlight and make very clear any ways in which our own hearts have any ill will in them. As we know that, I quote, I don't remember the exact words I said a number, I think a few weeks ago, about hatred doesn't end through hatred, but only by non-hatred alone does it end. This is an ancient truth. This is a quote in the kind of in the Buddhist teachings. So loving kindness practice is one way in which we can cultivate non-hatred, of course. But it's also a way which we might see or feel or sense or understand any ways in which there's some ill will, some hatred inside of us. Maybe that's not obvious. And as we know, that goodwill is the antidote to ill will. And when we practice goodwill, when we practice filling our hearts with loving kindness, care, respect for others, then we can remove fear from our hearts and minds. And we can remove this negative reactivity. And whether that removal is just for one micro moment, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, for the rest of one's life, that doesn't matter so much as the fact that it's the movement in that direction towards freedom from ill will, this movement towards non-hatred. And so that we help create the conditions in our lives in which there can be less and less and less and less, progressively less ill will. So that from this place of non-ill will, this place of love and care, we can move forward in a positive way. We can bring our wisdom, can allow our wisdom to shine through. We can allow our compassion to shine through. And we can use that to battle oppression and racism. We can use it a way in which to unite communities, improve communities, support communities. So while there might be a wish that sending out love and kindness to all kinds of different beings might somehow provide a salve or somehow make things better, I think it can be really helpful to see, how does it affect us? And how does it support us and help us understand and see our own hearts more clearly? Both that idea of support and seeing more clearly. They're related, but not exactly the same. So with that as an introduction, I'd like to invite us to take a meditation posture. And a posture that reflects our sense of intention of wanting to meditate now, but also a posture that has comfort and ease. Some people choose to lie down, some sit on the floor, maybe with extra cushions, or sit on a chair in a way that feels comfortable. There's no reason why we have to be battling discomfort while we're doing this practice. And then let's just take a moment to arrive here in our bodies, in our experience. And to feel what it feels like to sit here right now. Without an agenda that things have to look or feel a particular way. Just coming home to the sensations of this moment. It can be helpful to feeling fully embodied, to do a little bit of a body scan that also might support a sense of ease. We can just rest our awareness on the sensations of in the face, a common place for there to be emotions and tension. Not that we have to change it, but somehow, sometimes, just bringing our awareness in a kind-hearted, gentle way allows the tension to dissipate and ease. So with an attitude not of, I have to fix this and make it go away, but with an attitude of, oh, okay, this is what's happening. Here's some tension. Might be helpful to tuck the chin just a tiny bit, a really small amount, in which might open up some space in the back of the neck. And that little bit extra space can help support the uprightness. It's a really small movement. And check in with the upper back and lower back. in the chest, another place where there might be a really small movement, really small. Just open the chest a little bit, maybe move the shoulders back in a way that might not even be perceptible to others. And the belly, kind of honoring and respecting the belly and the connection that our gut has to all of our body, our minds and hearts. And feel the support of the chair or the cushion or the floor against your body. Feeling grounded, connected. And the upper legs and the lower legs and the feet. Another place we can feel connected and grounded. And the upper arms, lower arms, and our hands. Feeling the coolness or the warmth or softness or roughness of whatever the hands are touching. And then to expand that awareness to include the interior experience of the hands. Tingling, throbbing, warmth, perhaps. And then bring in that same kind-hearted, gentle attention to the sensations of breathing, that is, the movement of the chest, the movement of the abdomen, or perhaps the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Whatever feels accessible and supportive for you right now. And again, nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. If you find yourself lost in thought, it doesn't have to be a problem. We just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. Just feeling what it feels like to have an in-breath. Not so much thinking, but feeling. then to begin our loving kindness meditation, bring to mind a lovable being, somebody or some being for whom it's easy to feel love, care, respect, goodwill, respect, benevolence, friendliness, kindness, whichever words resonate for you. It might be an imaginary puppies or kittens or babies, maybe actual puppies, kittens, babies. It may be somebody you know, you have a relationship with. It may be somebody that you don't know, but feel inspired by, touched by, somebody who guides you in some kind of way or supports you. Whomever you choose, it's easiest to do this practice if you keep it simple, without a sense of struggling to find just the right perfect being. Just one in which there's an interior smile that makes you feel good in some kind of way. And then to support our intention of cultivating, developing loving kindness, can repeat these phrases while keeping in mind the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It can be helpful to use any sensations, experiences of warmth, openness, softness. Use those experiences to support the cultivation of loving kindness. That is, allowing them to get as big as they would like, without making them or demanding that they get any bigger or be any different. And of course, there may not be any feelings of warm-heartedness, spaciousness, softness. That's perfectly fine, perfectly fine. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You're also welcome to modify the phrases. Maybe there are other words that are more resonant for you. Might be helpful to refresh the image of the lovable being, or maybe not. What feels supportive for you? To keep this ember of loving kindness glowing. And also to make room for, if it happens, that everything except loving kindness is arising. That's okay too. That's part of the practice. As I mentioned, part of helping us to see clearly and understand our hearts and minds. If that feels overwhelming or uncomfortable, in a way that doesn't seem wise or helpful, you can bring your attention to the sensations of breathing and do mindfulness of breathing rather than loving kindness. Or maybe explore if you can bring warm-heartedness to the experience of not having warm-heartedness. That is, can the relationship to whatever's arising be warm-hearted? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand this foundation of loving kindness to include ourselves. It might be that we're in need of some loving kindness, some compassion for ourselves. Even if we don't feel like we need it at this moment, it's a wise thing to include ourselves in cultivating loving kindness. So in the same way, to bring to mind either an image of ourselves, how we are today, or some people like to use images of themselves as children, or maybe the felt sense of what it feels like to sit here, to be embodied. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then maybe we'll end with a little bit of equanimity practice. For this practice, bring to mind somebody with whom you have a relationship. And sometimes they're a little bit irritating, a little bit annoying. Not the most difficult person in your life, just somebody who is a little bit irritating sometimes. Somebody you care about, but they can also be a little bit irksome. Bring them to mind. And we will say this phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground and the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So at the beginning, I talked about how this practice, loving kindness practice, can be a support to help us cleanse our hearts and minds in a number of ways. One, that it can help support us, kind of like in this creating a warm-hearted milieu in which we can see, maybe relax and slow down and gain some clarity and see things that we can't see when we're busy, or otherwise taking care of other things, distracted maybe. But also doing loving kindness practice sometimes highlights, it's just natural it does this, highlights everything that isn't loving kindness. So in some ways it may, these things may bubble up, and or we can see them more clearly. So another way is support loving kindness, or to see ourselves and to support the cultivation of loving kindness, is to articulate it, to express our experiences, our understanding, to share with others, to witness with others. So I'd like to put you into breakout groups where you have an opportunity to talk about either this, the idea of loving kindness as a way to cleanse ourselves of whatever isn't loving kindness, cleanse our hearts and minds, and or to talk about your experience with that meditation, including, it could be anything, including, you know, I fell asleep the whole time, or I'm not even sure what she's talking about. I thought I was joining something else, whatever it might be. There's nothing has to happen. But just with a recognition that this is a tender time. This is a tender time. So, of course, we're going to treat each other with utmost care and respect and love and kindness. So it's nice to do this where one person speaks just for maybe says something. You don't have to need to say everything you're going to say. Just maybe make one point, and then it moves to the next person. And then maybe that person makes one point, and then it goes to the third person. We'll probably be in groups of three. And then it comes back around to the first person. And the first person now has heard other people, and they're influenced by what they heard. Maybe it reminds them of something. And without getting, doing crosstalk in a conversation, though, is a second opportunity for you to explore and share and talk about your experience. So I'm going to put you into some breakout rooms now. And we'll be in these rooms for about 11 minutes or so. And you'll see the countdown on your screen. And then we'll come back. So have fun. Okay, so would anybody like to make a comment or say something that was shared in there, or some learning, maybe some new insights, some understanding, or maybe just some lovely words?
I had a comment.
Yes, Andrew.
So one of the things, it just kind of became clear to me when we were talking just now, but one of the things I was feeling during the session is when you were talking about bringing up someone who irks us, and I realized that I was filing through images of all my friends in my head rapidly, because I realized that I think all my friends irk me in one way or another, but I think it's a sign of a good relationship with them. Yeah. And so I felt gratitude after that, thinking like, oh, there's actually some good things about our complications between one another. Like, it's kind of good we butt heads from time to time. So that's what I wanted to share.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, right. Sometimes it's just a sign that you have real relationships, that they're, you know, more than just surface level. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Andrew. Nancy, I can see you have your hand up.
I just wanted to say it's nice to be in a breakout group with somebody from that I would see over at the hall. And it just makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Somebody that you would see at IMC.
Yes.
In person. Yes, yes. There's a little bit of an overlap, right, between our virtual lives and our in-person lives.
Right. When they overlap, I just get all warm and fuzzy.
Nice. Thank you, Nancy. And anybody else want to share something?
At the end of our session, I didn't realize I was on mute. But I think everybody got the thank you message anyway. But it's also nice to see so many young people doing this practice, because that was the other thing I said they didn't hear. Because I don't know, when I started at IMC, it was sea of gray hair, kind of, and it's really changed actually, and it's really sweet to. Yeah, I think it makes a real difference. And I think it makes a real difference when younger people are coming to this kind of practice.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Thank you, Neil. Anybody else have something that they'd like to say?
I just want to say I got deeply relaxed. Like, almost fell asleep, but as soon as you were done talking, I came to, but I was just so deeply relaxed.
Mm. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm,
you're welcome. You're welcome, Tonya. That it's sometimes meditation, that's exactly what we need, right? Just to be able to relax a little bit. It's just what we need.
Hi, Diana and everyone. This is Michael. And I wanted to share that I feel really grateful that we have this almost every evening. And thank you, Diana. And on the topic of the young adult, I cooked for the young adults retreat. And it was really a sweet, rich experience. And it gave me hope for the future, big hope for the future. Being surrounded with these angels for like 5 days. It was really cool. So thank you all in deep bows.
Mm. Thank you, Michael. I didn't know this, that you were a cook for them.
I was. I was and am.
Nice, nice. Hmm. Yeah, I think the young adults retreat will be online this year. I think, you know, not surprisingly, right? So no cooking. Or I guess everybody has to cook for themselves. Okay, well, it's 7:00, and maybe I'll just say on a personal note how meaningful it is for me also to share this practice with you all and to come here and I don't know, just the same sentiment that you guys are saying about young people, but I think all of us have this too. It's just so enriching and heartening to think that there's people who are cultivating loving kindness and have this intention. It's very meaningful for me. So thank you very much. With deep bows of appreciation. And maybe, yes, Michael, do you have something you want to say?
I was going to say thank you, deep bows.
Yes. Excellent. And maybe I will unmute us all. And then so those of you, so get ready. It'll be a little bit loud. And we'll have this kind of, all of us can say goodbye together. So I think we're all unmuted. Oh, no, we're not all unmuted. Here we go. Let's try to. I'm not sure. Maybe some of you are.
We
some
also
of you
have
aren't.
To hit a button after you say unmute.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
You just ask for permission.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Neil. So, bye. And
bye. You have a nice light display going on behind you.
Do I? Yeah, that light's coming. I guess on this side. Yeah. Nice. Well, but maybe I could lean this direction.
Be well, everyone. My face.
Be well.
Thank you.
So the bird sounds in our group.
All the extra effects. And I saw Andrew. I think he had a little dog with him too. So it's so cute. I love it when we have our little friends with us.
Very cool.
Okay.
Good night.
I fell asleep too, Tanya.
Oh, me too.
Nice.
Always.
That's all right. It's perfectly allowable. Okay.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.